Vivis. Hi, everyone. My name is Martha Hassel, and you're listening to my podcast, Dichos. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Dichos podcast. My name is Martha Hassel. Muchísimas gracias por estar aquí. You guys, this week, it's been kind of a good week. I've been spending it a lot with family, and so that means a lot of story time, just because, you know, cuando te juntas con la familia, todos tienen historias, todos tienen que, algo que decir, you know, either they talk about you, or they talk about la familia, or otra gente, and so that's basically what it's been like this entire week. I did get to celebrate my nephew's birthday, and that was great, but also full of story time. Como les he dicho, we gather around the table. My sister-in-law and her family is nothing but women. Like, they're all single women who were either previously married or formerly, like, you know, in a relationship, and now they're single. And then actually the mom, my sister-in-law's mother, is in a relationship, but it is kind of a weird relationship because it's been like one of those, you know, I wouldn't call it a long distance relationship per se, pero pues no se ven todos los días, se ven como cada semana, and it's been like that for, it's like almost when you start dating, like a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, like cada uno en su casa, you know, but like that, it's been like that for like 6 years for them, so they like live in separate houses, pero pues se ven todavía, you know, once a week or twice a week or whatever it is. So it's kind of weird, you know, I think, porque I haven't seen that kind of relationship in an older, like, couple situation, you know. Siempre veo así que comienzan así como de novios, you know, but, like, I would think it'd be a little bit more serious by now, and it has not been. But anyways, that being said, there is a lot of story times to be said about all of the ladies, porque obviamente cuando nos ponemos a tomar tenemos algo que decir. And I found myself at the table full of ladies, hearing everyone's story out. And so this dicho that I wanted to share with you this week is a dicho that came up more than once. Let me tell you, it was not the tequila talking. It was just, maybe it was the tequila talking. But it might have been like the alcohol, you know, blame it on the alcohol. But it definitely had to do a lot with the fact that I think everyone at the table, or most of the people at the table, excluding my mother-in-law's mother, my mother-in-law, oh my God, did I just say my mother-in-law? Oh my God. Baby, you're listening to this. I meant to say my sister-in-law's mother, excluding her and my mother, but all of the other, like, sisters, the single ladies, they definitely are in a stage in life where they're ready para conseguir novio, or ya están, you know, they're dating, o están así como viendo qué onda, you know. Pero pues esta historia, por eso les quería contar este dicho, because like I said, you know, it deals with that. With when you're ready to move on, y no sabes cómo. O sea, ¿qué haces? ¿Qué onda? You know, like, you're trying to, like, get the guy or the girl, sacarlo de tu corazón, you know, sacarlo de tu mente, de tu, just kind of get over this, the whole costumbre de estar, you know, with him or with her, you know, and that is probably one of the hardest things to do, I think, is la costumbre, you know, nos acostumbramos, you know, we share our lives, así que nos acostumbramos a todo, you know, about our lives, you know, being kind of, I wouldn't say dedicated, but, you know, a good chunk of our time being devoted to someone else. Y cuando ya no están ahí, pues, there's like a big space, you know, a void to fill. You don't know what to do with your time. You don't know how to focus that time, like, redirect it on you again. Porque no estás acostumbrada a eso. You know, we are creatures of habit. So, obviamente, nos estamos tratando de ubicar de nuevo, and that's just, incredibly hard. And so when they were telling me these stories, it kind of brought this dicho up, and I'm not even the one who said it. It was my mother, and I thought about how the fact that I have not shared this dicho, porque, to be honest with you, I don't like to share like the cliche ones. It's just like I feel like they're overplayed or like overset. Y siento que como que, it's been there, done that kind of thing. Pero pues a la misma vez, I know that because it's popular, que todo el mundo lo quiere oír y todo el mundo, can relate to it. So I was not going to discriminate no longer, and I decided to share this dicho with you. So stay tuned for the dicho of the week and story time. Así que les cuento todo, todo el chisme. I think you'll like it. Okay, the dicho of the week. The dicho of the week is un clavo saca otro clavo. Un clavo saca otro clavo. And I know that you have heard this dicho. This is why I did not want to say the dicho, pero pues a la misma vez sí quería, porque yo sé que it's been one of those that you just kind of constantly hear on a daily or on a weekly, or see, it is como mi familia, on a daily, right? No, or at least like when you're going through a breakup, porque si vienes una familia así como mexicana, traditional Latina, obviamente tu mamá o tu abuelita o tu tía te va a decir esto. I think most of the women in a Latin household kind of all have this dicho, stored away and ready to, come out whenever they need to give advice to someone who is going through a heartbreak. Y cuando yo went through my first heartbreak, my second heartbreak, my third heartbreak, all of my heartbreaks, mi mamá siempre me recordaba y siempre sacaba este dicho diciendo, un clavo saca otro clavo. And so basically what that translates to is one nail gets another nail out. And it's just like kind of what it sounds like if you just imagine like one nail, like the nail being a person, so one person gets another person out of your little corazoncito, right? That's what it's referring to. And I kind of think it's true, I feel like it's true. Y desafortunadamente, I think a lot of the times in order for us to get a new nail, we have to go through a lot of like danones, like the little thumbnails that just don't count. Porque they end up being the rebounds, or they end up being the, the WTFs, what are we relationship, the friends with benefits, the, like, somos, no somos, qué onda kind of people. And you kind of have to go through that, y por más malo que se oiga, like, it sounds really, really bad. Like, thinking about these people, I mean, nobody wants to be a rebound girl or a rebound guy. Come on, I don't think anybody wants to, like, nobody ever says, like, you know what? I was like, I'm proud to have been that rebound boy or the rebound, girl. No one ever says that. O sea, claro que no. Tú quieres hacer like the one, pero unfortunately, a veces no somos, and we ended up falling into those little categories, ¿verdad? Yo sé que I've had friends who kind of went through like each one of those, before finding the one. I know I myself fell into like the I don't know what we are category before finding my one. Así que los iba a contar la historia que, first of all, I wanted to tell two stories, my story and my best friend's story. Mi mejor amigo, porque I think his story is a really good one to tell, simplemente porque he was in a really long relationship. Que cuando they broke up, lo dejó destrozado. And so, my best friend is a guy. And so, it was incredibly hard for me to give advice to a guy. Porque, obviamente, soy mujer. And I want to be on the girl side, right? But he is my best friend. And I was on his side only because the way the relationship ended, like, she's the one who did him wrong. Y as much as I was all about girl empowerment, girl, like, sticking together, no podía en este caso. In este caso, like, I needed my best friend to get over her. Like, I needed him to get over her porque ya era demasiado. He would literally spend, like, days, like not even days, like months. I kid you not, like llegó al punto de que I just could not stand even like going over, porque I knew que todo el tema iba de ser de su ex, you know? And I was like, oh my God, I'm just tired of hearing about your ex. Like, bro, just move on, you know? Pero no le puedes decir eso. Like, you can't be that cruel. You can't be that cold and just say move on porque no es tan fácil. It's not. And as much as you want to, you know, think it is easier said than done, you know? Porque yo he estado allí. I know many of you have probably been there as well. It is not easy to get over someone. Porque, en primer lugar, la costumbre. Te acostumbras, you know, te acostumbras a estar con esa persona, te acostumbras a convivir, compartir, to share like a big chunk of your life and of your thinking about another person, you know, like it's not like all of your energy is focused on yourself, you know, when you're in a relationship, your energy is focused on the both of you, and a lot of times it's focused on the other person. Y eso es lo que pasó, you know, like, because he was in a really long relationship. It was about, what, like, maybe 13, 14-year relationship that he was in. That was a good chunk of his life, you know. Y he didn't know what to do with himself. Cuando se fue su ex, like, it left a void. It left, you know, a space, an empty space, physically and also, you know, emotionally. Just because, like, no sabía what to do with all of that, you know? Like, how do you fill that void? How do you fill that space? How do you fill that time que te dedicabas a esa persona? Y la costumbre, como te digo, you know, he would like come home. He had a routine. He was set in his ways. Se la pasaba con ella. You know, they used to go for walks or, like, you know, I don't know, go out for dinner, cook together, whatever it was that they would do. I think they were like play soccer or play basketball together. They were very similar, you know? So they had a really good connection. Nomás que, pues, digo, cosas pasan, you know? Y pues, sometimes you just, I don't know. I guess life goes on, right? Y a veces la gente no. They crave for something else. They look for something else. Y eso es lo que pasó en su caso, you know? Like, she was just wanting something else. She was just wanting out. Y él no. Entonces, porque él se quedó en esa mentalidad, like, that. Like mindset of like, you know, she was the one and she is the love of my life kind of thing. I had to reel him back like into reality, and it was so hard for me to do because like for at least a year, he looked like he was like going through the morning like no, you know, emotions that you go through, like depression, you know, what is it, like doubt, you know. Like all of it, like he was literally going through those stages, and I was like, oh my goodness, like no sé ni cómo ayudarlo, pobre, you know, like. Y pues, obviamente, the only thing I could come out with was dicho, like I was like, un clavo saca otro clavo. My mom always says that, and it's something that she lives by. Y es algo que me ayudó a mí because I knew that as much as I didn't want it to be true, I knew that the only way for me to get over this person, or this, you know, my ex, is for me to find a new person to focus my energy on, to like fall in love with again, you know. Pero como te digo, you know, like one thing that stops you from doing that is definitely habit. Another thing that stops you from doing that is doubt, you know, fear. Y creo que muchísimas veces, you know, it's normal for us to like have fear and doubt, you know, porque you don't want to make the same mistake. You don't want to hurt that person. You don't want to get hurt, obviamente, obvio. And y no sabes ni cómo por dónde empezar, porque you also have to kind of get to know that person. So you have to put yourself out there again. Y a veces no sabes ni how to put yourself out there. You know, you don't know how to talk to someone else who is not your partner. You don't know how to date anyone else who is not your partner. You don't even know how to, like, maybe have a conversation sometimes, you know, porque, you know, you were so used to your partner and you just having, like, your own, like, little, like, vibe, you know, and language and stuff. And no es lo mismo, like, whenever you start going out there, and tell me if this is not true, like, when you start to date, it's like you're trying like just hard to like find a connection with someone, you know? And so you either vibe or you don't, but it's really hard for you to communicate with anyone because you're just trying to, before you figure out if you vibe with that person or not, you have to be able to communicate with that person. And so you have to figure out like what type of personality they have and this and that. And what you can tell them and what you can't tell them, right? Obvio, you don't want to go out there and spill like the entire like life story. Porque luego, I don't think it's gonna go very well. But anyways, como les te digo, like les digo, I'm over here like thinking like I'm talking to like one person. I'm talking to all of you, okay? Como les digo, it was hard for me to reel him back into reality, and so I kept on telling him like un clavo saca otro clavo, and I felt really guilty about it because obviamente I don't want to like sound like the person who's like telling them like to go out and like find a rebound girl, but I kind of was that person telling them to go out and find a rebound girl, and so I like was helping him. I was like his wing woman for a long time. Whenever we would go out, I was like, hey, like this is my best friend, he's a really cool guy, et cetera, et cetera. He's single, blah blah blah. And mind you, I was a really good wing woman, to be honest with you, because I don't know. I think the girls trusted me. And not to say that I wouldn't even like do that to them. Like I'm not gonna play them dirty like that either, play them wrong. Because I know my best friend. My best friend's a good guy. And so I knew that like if there was any potential there, like they wouldn't be disappointed, or hurt or anything like that. So, I was okay being his wing woman. That being said, right? But like I said, it took him a really long time for him to like even open himself up. Yes, he would go out and talk to girls, like if we would go out to a bar or like a club or something. But it would never move like beyond that. Like it would never get to like the next level of him like going out on a date with someone. And I was like wondering why, because it had already been like at least, I don't know, over a year of him and his ex broken up. And so then I was like, dude, like why is it that you don't like take it to the next level with you and that girl, or like these girls or whatever? And it goes back to like what I was saying, like the costumbre, because he's a girl, it's hard for me to like, I don't know, it's hard for me to talk to someone because I feel like I don't have that emotional connection with them, or like even hold their hand, porque they, feel like I'm holding a stranger's hand. Like I feel like I'm cheating on my girlfriend, but she's not even my girlfriend anymore. Like I'm single and I keep forgetting that. Like I just feel like I'm cheating. And I was like, you feel like you're emotionally cheating. I go, because like physically, you're not, and even emotionally you're not, it's like you're just like single. I think you need to like kind of switch it up. En tu mente se te olvida que no, you don't have to have that attachment anymore. Y entonces like it took him a really long time to get to the next level. Y me acuerdo que una vez hasta me dijo that this girl like that we used to go out with, she's a real pretty girl, and that she like como que, she wanted to take it to the next level and be intimate with him, and he like pushed her away. And she took it really hard, like she took it real personal, así como like she got a little bit like offended and a little bit pissed at him, and started spreading all these rumors and stuff like that, And so I told him like, dude, like what happened? Like why is she saying all this stuff, like just saying that that you're scared and that you don't, you're scared of, that you're gay and this and that. And so it was kind of weird, I was like, why would she say that? And he's like, no, it's because like she wanted to like, be intimate with me, and I told her no, and we were like already there, like, and I told her no that I couldn't, like I cut her off. And so I guess maybe she felt rejected or something. And I was like, oh man, like that sucks, you know? I was like, why? She's a really pretty girl. Like, why would you? ¿Por qué? No entendía, you know? I just couldn't fathom. Like, I couldn't get it in through my head. Like, ¿qué es lo que está pasando en tu cabecita? You know? Like, I know que en tu corazón, pues, you know, you're still like holding on to that love that you have for your ex, pero digo, o sea, es tiempo de pensar realmente, you know, with your cabeza, your cerebro, not that cabeza, the other cerebro. you know, like, it's time to think with your head, like, be clear about it, like, rational, like, you're not in a relationship. And I kind of had to like bring him back to reality, you know? It's like, dude, like you have every right to like move on, you know? And I think it's gonna take just maybe you trying to be with someone, even if it's just intimate. And I know you're not the type of person, like you're not the type of person to want to use anyone. Now I'm not saying you have to use them, but tal vez, you know, you need to give yourself a chance. Like, go with someone, be intimate with someone who you think can potentially be a girlfriend, you know? And, ay, te digo cuando, you know, it took him so long and so many nights of me just trying to talk him, like, talk. I was like his coach. I felt like I was his coach, like, coaching him, like, through life, you know? I was like, oh my goodness, like, you just need to, like, you know, go with another freaking level. Like, that's all you need, you know? And when he finally went with another clavo, he was just like, I feel empty, like I don't know what to feel. He goes, I just feel confused. And I was like, okay, well, there's a start, you know? Like, I think confusion is good, because I feel like in a sense, like, maybe like your mind is like wanting you to move on, but you're like actually trying to make sense of like what your heart is like telling you, you know? And so you're actually paying attention to the signs around you and to like the you know, evolving, like, you know, energies of your life right now. And so, you know, went back to like this whole lead show, and I was like, so what do you think? You know, like, you think it's gonna help you move on? He's like, well, it definitely opened my eyes to the fact that there's other possibilities out there. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted for you. That's exactly, there's no único que pedía, like, in este mundo, you know? Like, I was tired of you, like, just talking about, you know, how, like, life is not the same and you're not going to be able to live without her, you know? And, pero quiero que sepas que, yes, you can live without her. Yes, you can move on. I'm sorry, like, you know, this is a rebound girl. Like I said, nadie quiere ser esa persona. And I'm sorry for all the rebound girls out there or the rebound guys. No one wants to be that person. Pero pues, sabes que a veces es necesario. And even those people, the rebound guys and the rebound girls end up finding the media naranjas. I feel like it's just a circle of life, you know? And everyone just kind of has someone out there for them. Pero pues sabes que, like, it worked out for my best friend. I just needed him to see that the possibility is out there. Que es posible encontrar a otra persona, sacarte a ese amor que tenías. And, you know, just make room, a little bit of room for new love. And I think that it was easier for me, like, in comparison to my best friend, it was easier for me to like move on with my heartbreaks, just because for some reason it's easy for me to just cut people off and just like focus on the future and you know, myself, right? In the current situation. Pero I don't know. I think I expected the same from him. Y cuando no pasó, like, I didn't know how to deal with it. And so I was just like, way, I just need you to know that it's not gonna be like that forever. Listen to what my mom says, listen to what I'm saying. All you need is another freaking clavo. Que te saque ese clavo de tu corazón. And so when it happened, I was so happy. He finally ended up meeting someone, you know, the one, before, like, He thought like he was never gonna meet anyone, but he ended up meeting the one. He ended up meeting the one, and now they're like in a really good place. You know, they're about to have a baby. He, you know, they're in a loving relationship, and I don't have to hear about like any other ex stories, you know. But it was, I'm so happy for him, and I always remind him that, you know, like I was like, I can't believe it took you so long for you to get over, like. Todo esto, like, me acuerdo que venía cada noche y lo único que decías es hablar de esa persona. And it was just like, I was over it. And you weren't. Pero pues obviamente, you know, I was his best friend, so of course I had to be there for him. Y even though, like, I wanted to just kind of shake him, like, y decirle, ya, güey, like, just go, just freaking, like, meet someone, you know? Pero pues no, it wasn't that easy, but pues it's true. In his case, un clavo saca otro clavo. And so, that being said, I'll share a little bit of my story about how the clavo that I met sacó my last clavo, and all the little thumbnails in between. So before I go into it, I think I shared my last relationship, you know. The relationship that I told y'all about where you know, karma took place, and you know, nothing worked out. It didn't work out for my ex, you know, when he like put me down and kind of, you know, talked down to me and kind of like told me all this stuff about this and that, you know. But aside from that, like I had been with him for a while and I knew him from school, and so cuando me dijo esas cosas, obviamente it was hurtful, you know. But whenever we broke up, it was hard for me to kind of wrap my head around what had happened. Porque it just happened really quick, you know? It happened so fast that que no sabía ni cómo reaccionar, you know, I just walked out and just never looked back. And even though like he tried coming back into my life, you know, no era lo mismo. I just didn't have that trust in him anymore, so it was easy for me just to move on. Y eso es lo que hice. Así que when I was single, you know, I had been single for, you know, a little over a year. It was like, you know, I wasn't looking for love. I think of the song like looking for love in all the wrong places. I wasn't looking for love, you know. I wasn't even looking to date, pero pues en ese tiempo, like, I don't know why it always works out like this. Whenever you're like not looking to be in a relationship, like, o sea, como que everyone is attracted to you. You're just like, you, like, I don't know, really just like put out energies, like, I'm single, you know, and like everyone just like is around you, like, me, right? And I'm just like, no, like, I'm not in, you know, I don't, not ready to be in a relationship. And so that was me, that was my mentality. And entonces whenever I started dating again, it was someone who I was like, who I normally wouldn't like go for. It was someone who was older than me and someone who wasn't in my field of work. Entonces era como que, you know what, let me try this out. Porque obviamente it didn't work out with the type of person that I normally go for. Porque that was the second time that I was like, I went for the same type of guy, you know? And I was like, no, obviamente no está funcionando, Marta. Así que, like, you need to change it up, switch it up, girlfriend. And so I decided to give it a try, you know? I went out with this guy and, you know, I thought it was good and it was fine. But then, you know, I found out that he had, well, he told me right from the very beginning, he was honest with me. He had two little girls. And so, he was telling me, you know, that he was actually just transitioning to like a new job, which was like complete opposite of what he worked in. So he worked in my field, my, job, you know, the communications field. But oh, he had always dreamt of being a firefighter, and so he was transitioning into fire to become a firefighter. So he was training and all this stuff, or going into like training or something like that. So it was kind of crazy, but I was like, okay, that's cool, whatever, you know. But he told me he had two kids. I mean, he had twin girls, like twin little girls, and they were younger. They were little, you know, like a year old or 2 years. And so I was like, oh, wow, so you're like just getting out of relationship. And he's like, no, like it just didn't work out with, you know, her mom and I. We separated when she was pregnant, but I've always been in their lives, you know. And I was like, oh, okay, well, okay, fine, right? But that, you know, moving forward, I was like, well, you know, let me, he seems like he has his, you know, life together. Obviamente, you know, he seems like he's a responsible dad. So I'm going to go for it, you know, like potentially like go and date this person. And so we went on a few dates. We got to know each other. He would started telling me about the problems he was having with like his baby mama and his kids and just like cositas así como de adultos, like the pareja, you know, like how the insurance didn't cover the medication of his daughter and how he needs to find like a babysitter and how he, I don't know, like. And so cuando me estaba contando todo eso, like everything just kind of became a reality for me, and I was just like, oh my god, I don't know if I'm ready for this. O sea, like, he has kids, and that is a big responsibility. And so, because it became a reality for me, like, it took me back to when, como mi mejor amigo me decía, like, whenever you hold hands with, like, someone new, and you just don't know, like, how to hold their hand, because it feels so foreign, so distant, and something. Like, it's not the hand that you're used to holding, you know? And I was just like, oh my god, like what, like, ubícate, Marta, like, where are you? Like, this is reality, you know? Like, o sea, you're either on board or you're not. And so, I started kind of, like, distancing myself. I was, like, not there physically, not there emotionally. I didn't know, like, I remember even, like, trying to give him a hug, and I would give him a side hug. Like, that's, like, how you hug your friends. That's not how you hug someone you're interested in. ¿Quién da un abrazo así? Whenever you love someone or whenever you're interested in someone, obviamente les quieres dar un abrazo, and un abrazo que, like, it's meaningful. Like, you know, you just don't want to, like, go. Y yo, on the other hand, I was just like, oh, un abrazo de amigos, you know, like, a side hug, like, no, okay? And that's when I was just like, oh my god, what is going on? No puedo con esto. Like, I don't think I can move forward with this. I don't think I'm ready for a relationship. Y menos con una persona que tiene hijos, you know, because I don't know if I'm ready to become, like, a stepmom, you know, like, and they're little. And I was like, oh my god, like, ¿qué estoy haciendo, güey? And so I kind of started distancing myself, and I think he noticed. And I was like, look, you know, you're a really nice guy, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, he completely understood, you know, we agreed to move on. We agreed to disagree, right? So he wanted to continue to be in a relationship, but I told him that I couldn't. I just was not ready for that. Entonces, you know, I went back to being single, and that was, like, my first, like, WTF, I don't know what this is, kind of relationship before getting into a real relationship. And I was just like, oh my god, like, I can't believe I almost, like, got into a relationship with this person. Oh my god. And no sabía ni cómo reaccionar, ni qué onda, and siempre, like, I would question, you know, like, was I mean, you know, was I being rude? Like, is karma going to get me? Like, did I do something wrong, you know? But I was like, no, Marta, you know, like, it just was not meant to be. Pero the point is that I put myself out there and I gave it a chance. And so that made it easier for me to potentially date other people. And I started dating other people. After that, I dated someone else. And it obviously didn't work out, you know, pero pues, I think we were just two different people. Me acuerdo que, sabes que, like, I'm just going to put this out there, like, There's no like nice way of saying this. I don't care how good looking you are, pero si no tienes cerebro, like if you cannot hold a conversation, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Y, o sea, the fact that like I was putting myself out there and then I found like, you know, someone who I was physically attracted to, but then he would open his mouth and I'd be like, no. Like, this is not gonna work out. Like, no, o sea, this is not the type of person I want to be in a relationship with, you know? ¿Qué voy a hacer contigo? Like, what am I gonna do with you? Like, no. And so, you know, this person that I knew from like high school as well, and you know, he's nice, super, super incredibly nice guy. You know, and really, you know, good looking guy, pero pues no. Like, I cannot. We just couldn't have a conversation. Like, I would tell him something, and he'd be like, "What is that?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, it's like all over the news. Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? I know what it is. You know, like you're kidding me, right?" And so, eran cosas así, you know, and I was just like, "Oh my goodness." And so then I would, it was my turn. It was my turn to go back to Walter and be like, "Walter, what I do? Like, no sé cómo, how to." Get over my ex, you know, because all these other people that I've been dating have not been working out, and it's definitely not helped me get over my ex because since they're so wrong, it makes me like look back at my ex and think like he was right, like he was right for me. And so then it was his time to like kind of like slap me back into reality, like, oh no, girlfriend, I know. O sea, te pones las pilas, you move forward. Girl, like, get your head on straight and move forward and go out there and date other people. You may not have found the one yet, but there are other people out there. So then I kind of just like got my, you know, crap together and got my life together. And I was like, all right, back on the single pool, you know? And, then I just started kind of floating. I was just like, okay. I started talking to people and it made it, I started like, it was easier for me to start to talk to other people porque I had already had two like mishaps, you know, in between. And so in order for me to get out of that, like I needed to meet other people that were just like not around me. And that's when I went on Tinder, you know? And that's when I was just like, I know that I'm ready for a relationship now. I know that I'm ready to like meet other people. But take my time, you know? Like, I think I'm ready for a relationship. I think I am. And so I decided to go on Tinder, you know, because my friends were on Tinder and they were telling me about, you know, how Tinder worked, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, always thinking, like, I'm not the, you know, I never needed to go on Tinder porque, like, you know, like I said, you know, love would find me. So I never thought that I would need to go on Tinder, but I forced myself to go on Tinder, even though like I was embarrassed to go on Tinder, porque I never really needed it, I thought. But I did, you know, I needed it because I was meeting other type of people. And so it was opening up the possibilities of me potentially dating other people that are just like not people that I knew from like, you know, way back. And so I was like getting into the mentality of like, okay, you know, sabes qué? I'm putting myself out there. I'm just gonna go with the flow. I am ready to meet someone and get to know someone and find someone who I can totally vibe with, who is not like connected to any of my friends or any of my exes or things like that, you know, or my work, right? And so when I went on Tinder and I found some people that I, you know, went on a few dates with, I was like, no. And then like I met, you know, my current boyfriend, Lawrence. And he was just, I don't know. He just came at the right time. He came at the right time when I was ready to open myself up to someone. I had already had a few like mishaps, you know, like really like horrible dating stories, right? And even like crazy like dodging bullets, right? He came at the right time because he's like, o sea, no quiero ser nada. Like, I'm just looking for a friend to hang out with. And I was like, that's exactly what I need. You know, I just need someone to hang out with porque I just need someone que me ayude a sacar el otro clavo. Like, that's all I need. And so he came along and our vibes were just like, just good. And it made me just want to see him more and more and more, you know, all the time. And now we are where we are. You know, we ended up getting into a relationship. Things are going great. I'm grateful and I'm thankful for just the way it all ended up. Creo que este es el clavo que sacó mi último clavo, and it was well worth it because I don't look back. And I am so grateful and happy that he is in my life and that I found someone who I can just totally just be myself with and vibe with. O sea, it's hard dating. And when you find someone who is just good for you, you hold on to that person, you know? And he's really good for me, and I love him for that, and just love him for who he is. Pero como les digo, you know, like, este dicho, it has like traveled with me throughout the years. It's been in my life for quite some time. With every single heartbreak and breakup that I've gone through, con todos los heartbreaks that my friends have gone through, I've been the one who's to tell them this dicho. I think I put this dicho out to you on my Instagram not too long ago. Well, it's been a while actually. Before I even started this podcast, I had put it out on my Instagram because I used to, before I started this podcast, I used to do like graphics with the dichos, and this is how it all started. This is how the whole podcast like nació. Porque when I used to do these graphics with the dicho, I used to say what the dicho was and translate into English, you know, and put like a little scenario or something. And so people loved it, you know, and my friends would be like, these are so awesome, these are so helpful, blah, 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 you know, keep the tradition, et cetera, et cetera. And so when all of that happened, you know, this is how like the podcast came to be, because I was like, well, now I can definitely keep the tradition even easier, you know, have these little recordings for y'all and tell these stories. And so when I did this dicho in the past, it got so much good like engagement, so much traction, and like so many people relating to it. Todos me decían que, you know, they've heard about this dicho and that their parents told it to them, and their tías and their grandparents and their abuelitas, you know. And I'm just like, oh my god, it's just one of those dichos that has always been around forever and that everyone's kind of heard it. Like all of the Latina community have heard it for sure. You know, because it's a dicho that kind of translated into every Latin community. Doesn't matter if you're from Guatemala, doesn't matter if you're from Puerto Rico, doesn't matter if you're from Mexico, which has kind of all been the same all across the board. And so I know this is why, like, I think this dicho is going to be a good one this week because I know that a lot of you can relate to it. You know, I think a lot of you have a lot of stories to share, a lot of stories that kind of can relate to what I'm telling you. Que tal vez les recuerde, tal vez, no sé, unas historias que les contó sus mamás, sus abuelitas, sus tías. And so, if you do, you know, please let me know. Just DM me. I enjoy reading, you know, your stories. I love when y'all share your stories. Me encanta when you give me feedback. And I know a lot of my listeners are not ex necessarily from San Antonio because a lot of the people who have reached out to me are not in San Antonio. Which, by the way, muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much for even stopping by. I'm so, like, you know, honored to even, like, have y'all. Like, that's amazing that my podcast is being heard, you know, outside of San Antonio. So, that being said, let me know, you know, let me know if you have any feedback or comments, if you agree with this dicho, if you heard this dicho, which I'm pretty sure you have, and what you think about, you know, if, you know, what your opinion is it true, is it not? Like, do you think un clavo saca otro clavo? Do you think that's true? Let me know. I hope you enjoyed this dicho. I will talk to you next week with another dicho and another story. Thank you so much for bearing with me through, my allergies and my congestion. I live in Texas, and let me tell you that the air, like the pollutants in the air, are just like terrible. So that being said, I'm always gonna be sounding like this for at least another while because we just got into spring. So, there you go. So thank you so much for bearing with me, and my nasal voice. So, anyways, I love you guys. I will talk to you next week with another dicho and another story. Bye. Don't forget that you can follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Dichos Podcast. You cannot miss me, guys. El logo tiene un huevo amarillo. At least that's what it looks like. So you can go ahead and share with your friends, like my posts, slide into my DMs porque me encanta oír las historias de ustedes. And if you have anything to share with me, let me know. Leave some feedback and comments. If you have a dicho in particular that you would like for me to, contar una historia, let me know that as well. Así que go share. Dichos Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram.